So now I want to just quickly touch on what the BIM sector is like in both Canada and the UAE. How do they compare with the UK? What do you think that maybe the UAE needs to do to get to the same level as UK?
I would say that the UAE is doing it right. I couldn't comment about the UK, right? Because I'm not based over there, and I have very little visibility on, how could I say that? Little visibility on the actual real situation of the UK BIM mandate.
Yes.
However, I can see that in the UAE, we have Dubai Municipality, for example, who is asking consultants to use BIM. I was in a workshop a few weeks ago with Dubai Municipality where they explain what are the next step for them. So basically, at the moment, they are not forcing any standard. However, they mentioned that they will have a phase two where they will consult all the consultants here in the region and ask them to propose what they suggest as a standard, which is good to see an authority like Dubai Municipality who's actually getting the consultants involved in defining what's going to be the standard for Dubai. So I think this is amazing because out of those workshops, maybe we're going to create the next BIM standard that we're going to be using. And I'm pretty sure that BS Server 92 is going to be part of it. Because I know that here in the UAE, the UK has a lot of influence because we have a lot of firms that are based in the UK. So I'm pretty certain that BS Server 92 is going to be important to this. And I think it's the right approach.
Totally. I agree. I think it's nice to see that Dubai and the UAE have their own kind of group. We have the BIM task group over here. They have the Dubai municipality. So it's something similar going on. So it's really, really good to see. Now, we've talked about UK a lot, Anthony. Would you eventually like to work in the UK, maybe?
That would be an amazing opportunity for me to move there. I'm pretty sure my wife would agree. I need to ask her first. But I'm pretty sure she would like to move there. And she would like to travel. So yeah, that would be amazing to work in the UK on a project. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as long as you take her with you this time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. This time, for sure, that's non-negotiable. She is coming with me.
Now, one thing that's also non-negotiable, it's definitely happening, is your appearance coming up at the future BIM implementation KSA, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia event, happening in Riyadh. BIMCrunch are the official media partner to that, and you're going to be there talking about all of your different experiences. So what exactly will you be discussing there?
During the presentation, I'm going to be with my colleague, Stephen Anderson, and we will be talking about asset management and how we can use BIM for managing asset data and information as well over the life cycle of an asset. And this is an amazing opportunity that I really like to talk about this subject, how we can evaluate cost savings over the entire life cycle of a design process and how we can use BIM actually to help owners to save money. And basically, this is the main benefit of BIM, in my opinion. So yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to visit Saudi. It's an amazing opportunity. I'm happy to see that we have an event in Saudi. It's good to see that in the GCC region, there's a lot of action around BIM. We have Qatar Rail who's asking for BIM on all their projects. And we have now Saudi and we have an event over there. Yeah, I really like the landscape in the region.
Yeah, it sounds really, really good. It's going to be a great event, I think. It's going to be really interesting for people to, if they can't even be there, make sure they, you know, try and look online, look at different news, social media, or try and see what's happening there, because I think there's going to be some really, really, really good discussions, and you're going to be part of some of them. I want to ask you as well, how important do you think events like Future BIM Implementation KSA are to engaging professionals about the really rewarding benefits of BIM adoption?
Well, I'm not an expert in the market in Saudi. However, I know that there's a lot of big projects coming in Saudi in the next year. So that's it. We are at a very important point. It's important to be there to make sure that Saudi gets the best out of all the BIM experts in the region to make sure that they embrace BIM. So to me, I see this as an opportunity to share between different countries, because the main goal at the end of the day is that at some point we're all using BIM. So having an event like this in Saudi is important, so that first in Saudi we're using BIM, and then we have expert in the region that can contribute to their implementation.
It's really good that the conversation's happening. You're going to be a part of it as well. And Anthony, I've had an absolute blast talking to you today, and the fun's going to continue now because it is time for the quickfire question portion of Crunch Time. So I hope you're ready for this. We've got 2 minutes on the clock. I'm going to be asking you some
questions. Okay, are you timing?
Yes, I'm going to be timing. So if you are ready, it's Crunch Time. What is the best thing, Anthony, about Canada?
Hockey. Ice hockey. Well, okay. So there's, yeah, it should be called hockey, but it's hockey. And maple syrup. Among other things.
There's two really good ones right there. Now, if you could choose any musician or band to play at the opening of one of your projects, who would you choose?
I would say, I really like hip-hop, so I would say maybe Eminem. Maybe a censored version, I don't know.
Maybe Eminem.
I really like Eminem, but it might be non-politically correct at some point, but yeah.
Cool. Well, Eminem, the real Slim Shady Muss, is absolutely fine by me. If you were to cook someone a meal that you make the best, what would you choose?
Well, let's do the French-Canadian breakfast.
Whoa, so, what's in that?
Egg, sausage, bacon, potatoes, and anything you want, and then you put maple syrup on top. That's the best thing.
I think I might try that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, name the two objects you would take with you on a desert island.
Oh my God. I would definitely bring my wife. She's not an object, okay? Let's say I'll bring my wife because I had a long distance relationship with her. So let's say I'll make sure my wife is with me. Even though I know it should be an object, but let's say it's going to be a person.
I'll let you have that one. That's okay. What is your least favorite trait in a person?
How can I say that? You know, sometimes people are working for their own personal benefit, mm-hmm. and it can be some things that annoys me sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough in all the projects I've been working on to be surrounded with people that were working for the project. You know, they put the interest of the project before them. But sometimes, of course, you have some people that think otherwise, and that would be the least favorite trait I have. For someone.
Oh, yeah. And perhaps people who don't like Eminem, that's another thing you might not
like.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, no, I would still tolerate that.
Fair enough. What is your biggest phobia?
My biggest phobia, I don't think it's a phobia, but like locking the door before I go to sleep. There's something about this. I don't know. I mean, I always double check this. I'm not afraid of someone entering my home, but it seems like, I don't know, it's something I always double check, whether it's in the UAE or in Canada, even though it's very safe. I mean, there's nothing to be scared of, but that's one thing.
Cool. And finally, what is your career highlight?
Definitely it's the McGill project. Like I said, you know, that was one of the reasons why I moved back from the UAE to Canada, and then all of that. As I explained earlier, it was a once-in-a-lifetime chance of working on a project like this. So I would say definitely this is my career highlight.
And there we go. The time is up.
We are good with timing, Jack.
Yeah, that was fantastic, Anthony. So thank you very much for taking part today. It's been really, really fun getting to know you and getting to know about all the different projects you've been a part of. And of course, talking about future BIM implementation, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is going to be happening in Riyadh on November the 2nd. So Anthony, before you go, if people want to maybe get in touch with you again after listening to this interview or anything like that, where can they find you online?
So they can find me on LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, it's very easy to find me. I believe that if we type, you know, Anthony LaPierre, if you type my family name properly, you'll find me. I think there's only a few of Anthony LaPierre's. I know I'm not unique, but that's easy to find. It's the best way to find me.
Brilliant. Well, Anthony, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. And BIM Crunch listeners, another edition of Crunch Time will be coming up very shortly.